Here's the 2-1 pitch.
There she goes, way back in the left field, and number 400 is on the way. It's in there. The 400th home run for Harmon Killebrew.
The curveball swung on. It's a high fly ball hit into deep left field. It's back deep. It's going. Number 500 for Harmon Killebrew.
There's a drive deep to left, way back. That ball is going. It is gone. A grand slam for Killebrew.
401.
Harmon Killebrew grand slams in the last half of the third on a 2-2 pitch. And four big ones come home for the Twins.
Baseball in the mind, writes Roger Antel in his recent book, The Summer Game, is a game of recollections, recapturings, and visions. A remembrance many of us will have whenever the national pastime is mentioned is the image of a summer afternoon at the Met, watching one of the game's great sluggers putting one out of the park, always, or so we recall it now, bringing in the winning run. For the springs and summers of 14 seasons, Harmon Killebrew was the Twins. From the day, April 21st, 1961, when Twin Cities school children carried radios to class to listen to the new Minnesota Twins play their first game at Met Stadium, through the American League pennant year of 1965 and the West Division title seasons of 1969 and 70, Killebrew was the big man, as ballplayers like to call their clutch hitter. And as anyone who knew him will tell you, he was also a real person. The nicest guy in baseball, according to Dick Cullum, longtime columnist for the Minneapolis Tribune. And I agree completely with Dick. He spoke softly, but carried a big bat. How the fans loved the man. They was as close as Damon and Runyon, as Yogi Berra is supposed to have said once about something or other. All told, over 16 million fans have watched the Twins play at home. And if the truth were told, most of them came out to the ballpark to watch Harm hit one out. And he obliged with 236 of his patented home runs at the Met. Only opposing pitchers respected him more, and for good reason. In his younger years, Killebrew hit a home run about every 14 times at bat. No one before or since, except Babe Ruth, has hit at that pace. Nor has any but four others hit as many in the long history of the game. He closed out last season with a grand, and it really is, grand total of 559. Maybe you can still recapture the anticipation when Killebrew would walk up to the plate in the late innings with the game on the line. We'd move to the edge of our seats and whisper something encouraging to the person next to us.
So there were two gone, and here comes Harmon.
On August 11th, 1971, Killebrew became only the 10th player in Major League history to hit 500 career home runs. And happily, it fell to me to describe another Killebrew milestone, his 536th home run, tying him for fourth place on the all-time list.
First pitch is hit deep to left field. That's way back. He has just tied Mickey Mantle. Oh, did he clout that one.
Now, like Dylan Thomas's Boys of Summer in Their Ruin, the last of the original Twins has taken his final swing at the Met, at least in a Twins uniform, and has moved on to Kansas City. He has succumbed like ordinary beings to the infirmities of advanced age, no longer able to hit the ball quite as far or run quite as fast, although he says he never could run. But no matter what uniform he wears, Killebrew will always be a Twin. He says he'd like to play a full 20 years in the major leagues, and we hope he makes it. But if not, you can bet, like always, he'll go down swinging. This is Ray Christensen.